Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Fly nonstop from Reading to Las Vegas for as low as $39 one way with Avelo Airlines. Feeling like that weekend getaway? You can be in Vegas by lunch and enjoy all that Las Vegas has to offer. Great food, entertainment, and fun. Don't forget about those Raiders games this fall. With small lines and easy parking, flying from Reading with Avelo just got a whole lot better with flights to Vegas. Say hello to Avelo and book direct now at AveloAir.com.
Money Pit is presented by Bank of America, the Angie app, Dice Coatings, and Lutron. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Spring is here, and if you're getting outside and getting ready to enjoy that beautiful weather, we can help you get those jobs done that you need to do just that. Couple of ways to get in touch, but the easiest thing to do is to go to MoneyPit.com and download the Money Pit Vox Pop app. If you do, you can easily record your question, push a button to send it right to the studio, and you'll be at the top of the line. You'll be first in line, or one of the first folks that we respond to. We'll respond directly and on this program with the Money Pit Vox Pop app. Coming up on today's show, if you love the look of real hardwood, but you don't have the budget to manage it, engineered hardwood may be a perfect solution. So we're going to explain the options just ahead.
And adding a beautiful new granite top is a great way to add a little luxury to your kitchen. But granite or stone tops are expensive, so we're going to share a less costly alternative that looks just as good.
And when you take out a painting project, most of the time latex paint is the way to go, but not always. I've been doing a lot of painting lately, and I was thinking about it. You know, a lot of folks always go for the latex, but for me, I had some really specific projects I wanted to do that I would always use oil for. So we're going to talk about the pros and the cons and which ones are best in just a bit.
But first, pick up the phone, give us a call, let us know what you are working on. I mean, it is spring, you guys, so it's time to start thinking about getting your outside in tip-top shape, turning your backyard space into the yard of your dreams. Heck, even if it's your stoop, we've got ideas to make it that space that you're going to want to hang out in as the weather gets warmer.
So get your questions to us ASAP. The way to do that is go to moneypit.com/ask, download the Money Pit app, and send those questions right to our studio.
Deborah in Tennessee, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I'm calling about dry locking my basement. I have my concerns about, well, number one, the odor, because I have pets. And number two, where does that water go if you just trap it in the cinder block? So I'm in a debate with my other half about, yes, we should do it. No, we shouldn't. We had one, you know, water incident in 15 years, and that's the only thing that's happened since, but I still would rather be safe than sorry.
That's a great question, Deborah. So first of all, dry lock is a product that has some odor. It doesn't have a terrible odor. I've used it a lot over the last few months on a project I was doing in my basement. So I think that if you open your basement windows, and especially one of the things I did is I stuck a room fan, like I had an old fan, I stuck it up in one of the windows and just made sure it pulled some air out of that basement. And it was okay. It wasn't terrible. And I wouldn't have any concerns about pets using that product. Now, you ask the question, so what happens to the water? Am I keeping it out? This is a point of misunderstanding. That dry lock is not keeping the waves of the ocean out of your basement. It's not that kind of a thing. It's stopping some of the evaporation that will come from the block in the wall getting damp, but it doesn't stop a lot of water that wants to get in. If it's going to get in, it's going to get in. And the way you stop it, though, especially since you mentioned that this has only happened once in 15 years, you've got a problem with drainage. I can tell you right now that if you look at your gutters, they're either blocked, the downspouts are not extended out away, the soil around your house is like sagging into the walls, all of this sort of thing causes those floods. So you don't have to worry about sealing your house against the water. Your house will stay dry if you stop the water from getting there by improving your drainage. I want you to go to moneypit.com and on our homepage, read the post about wet basements and how to prevent a wet basement. All the step-by-step information you need is in that post. So check it out and your problem will magically disappear.
Murray in Illinois is on the line, and you need some advice on buying a new water heater. What can we help you with?
Well, my issue is I have a house full of females and myself, and we are having an issue with keeping up with hot water. I presently have a 40-gallon natural gas water heater, and I was wondering if I'd get your guys' opinion. The bathroom they shower in is upstairs, and we also have a washing machine up there, and I was wondering what you guys thought of the instantaneous water heaters. I've seen some small ones that it said would put out like 3.3 gallons per minute, and I had no idea what an actual shower takes, and I just wondering what you guys thought about that to supplement maybe the hot water heater.
Okay, so first of all, we are fans of tankless water heating technology. And so we do believe that if your water heater was failing, then that would be an appropriate thing to replace it with. In your case, you're talking about supplementing, which is a bit different because you really have to have your water heating needs zoned into two separate loops if you want to supplement, because then you have half on the tank water heater and half on the tankless. The issue of your water heater being located a distance from the plumbing fixtures that you want to use most frequently is not going to be solved regardless of what kind of water heater you have, because the water still has to travel the same distance. But if you're concerned about running out of hot water, that's not going to happen with the tankless. It just won't. And you buy the tankless based on how many bathrooms you have in your house, and there'll be plenty of hot water to keep everybody in those bathrooms showered for as long as they want to stay in there.
So you're saying it's best to replace the natural gas one I have and get like a whole house tankless?
Yeah, exactly. How old is that one you have now?
It's probably, I'm guessing, 5 or 6 years maybe.
Yeah, so it's still pretty new. I mean, it usually lasts about 10. So you got a decision to make, you know. I mean, if you're running out of hot water, then maybe it's worth doing.
Okay, I appreciate your help very much.
All right, Murray, good luck.
Stacy's on the line from Minnesota. What's going on your money pit?
I have a question about using some mortar to fill in the spaces between the brick on our fireplace. We purchased a 1968 Rambler that needs a lot of work, and we're thinking if we fill in the space between the bricks on the fireplace and then paint it with a lime wash, if that will look nice.
All right, so I'm a little confused because I feel like maybe you're trying to fill in the mortar so that it's smooth and not like really repoint it in the bricks. But do you want to still see the brick face and have like a smooth line in between that's at the same level? I think it's going to be weird. But if you're talking about that lime wash, which is kind of pickling, I mean, that only works on wood because the lime wash kind of sits in the wood grain and then gives that like white, chalky finish in the wood graining, and then the smooth parts of the wood just kind of take on like a milky wash. I don't think you're going to get the same effect on a brick because it's not going to absorb in the right way. It's going to kind of just suck into a lot of places, and then you'll get a very big different look between whatever you're filling in that mortar and the brick. I mean, I think if you're trying to go for a fully smooth finish, that's something completely different. I think you can also explore the idea of tiling or adding a different stone over the brick just for a completely different look, but I think this sort of finish effect that you're trying to get is going to be a little odd.
Probably stucco it too, right? I mean, if you wanted to do that, you could cover the whole thing with stucco, but now you'll have just a different surface to deal with. I like the idea of the stone. There's a lot of faux stone out there that looks absolutely beautiful around a fireplace.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Reach out to us with your DIY questions at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. Tackling home projects has never been easier. Just tell Angie what you need, and they're going to handle the rest, start to finish. Download the Angie app today.
And up next, if you love the look of real hardwood but just don't have the budget to manage it, engineered hardwood may be a perfect solution. We'll explain in today's smart spending tip, presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card, when the Money Pit returns.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie, formerly Angie's List, helps homeowners tackle all their projects from everyday repairs to dream remodels. Read reviews, see upfront pricing for hundreds of projects, and instantly book today at Angie.com or on the Angie app.
No one likes stepping onto a cold tile floor in the winter, especially with bare feet.
With SunTouch floor warming, that never has to happen again. You can easily install SunTouch in your bathroom, kitchen, or any space in your home and enjoy warm floors for just pennies a day.
Fast and easy, whether installing yourself or hiring a pro. SunTouch has all the products and support you need.
Join millions of households across America and choose SunTouch floor warming for your home today. Learn more at suntouch.com.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day. And for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
855-719-3102. 855-719-3102. That's 855-719-3102.
A new year means new home projects, and Angie, formerly Angie's List, makes it easy to get the job done right, from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Just bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie will actually handle the rest from start to finish or connect you to a top pro who can. So start crossing things off that 2022 to-do list in just a few taps. Download that free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started. You decided to upgrade your outdoor deck, so you ordered the essentials: a power washer, a set of patio chairs, and a shiny new grill. And you used your Bank of America customized cash rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping and up to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member, which you put towards your most essential deck addition, a bird feeder. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
Copyright 2021 Bank of America Corporation.
The Money Pit is presented by SunTouch Floor Warming. Ditch your slippers this winter and step onto warm, cozy floors all year round with SunTouch Floor Warming. Easily install SunTouch in your bathroom, kitchen, or any space in your home and enjoy warm floors for just pennies a day. Learn more at suntouch.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Catch the Money Pit podcast every Monday and Thursday when you download it at moneypit.com/podcast.
Time to talk to Philip in Rhode Island about a roofing question. What can we do for you?
Well, in Rhode Island, in my neighborhood in Jamestown, there's a lot of beautiful red cedar shingled houses. And okay. I just put brand new red cedar shingles on my house and my roof. I noticed some of the houses age beautifully. Like what I mean beautifully is they age darker red and sometimes little bits of black or streaks of black and red and deep, deep red. And some of them don't age that way. It's like, and I'm just wondering if you guys know anything about how to get them to age the way I want them to. I don't want them to age light. I want them to age darker, red.
Yeah, we don't always get to choose how we age, right? And that applies to our shingles as well. So when you choose red cedar, that gets darker over time, and it will turn to a very dark gray, typically, as it's exposed to sunlight. I mean, I guess it's possible that you could apply a stain to the cedar shingles, even though they're roofing shingles, but most people don't do that. So what we typically get calls about when it comes to cedar is how to prevent them from getting darker. And one way to do that is to replace the vent across the ridge of the roof, or if you don't have a vent there, you can essentially do the same thing with a strip of copper. If you were to overlay the peak of the roof with, say, a 12-inch wide strip of copper, so half goes on one side, half goes on the other, what happens is as rainwater strikes that, it releases some of the copper, and that acts as a mild mildewcide and helps to keep the roof shingles clean and prevents algae growth.
Oh, but so then they wouldn't age dark, they'd stay lighter.
It would be less likely to get as dark, and they certainly wouldn't grow in algae. Perhaps you may have noticed that sometimes when you look at houses, especially around chimneys that have metal flashing, you'll see bright streaks at the bottom of the chimney. That's for the same reason. What happens is that metal flashing releases some of its copper and then cleans that area under the chimney. That's why it gets streaky there. But if you do it across the whole peak of the roof, then it will sort of clean evenly.
It'll clean evenly. But I'm looking for that age to look, the kind of the darker shingle age look, the darker color. And I guess it's just up to Mother Nature is what you're saying.
It really is.
Yeah.
It really is.
I appreciate it. Thanks very much, you guys.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, if you're looking for a budget-friendly floor option but don't have the budget for a solid hardwood floor, engineered hardwood is an excellent option. We share the options in today's smart spending tip presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card.
Now, first up, engineered hardwood flooring is made with real hardwood. It's got a real hardwood top layer, which is then attached to a structured wood core. Now, once it's installed, the engineered hardwood looks identical to solid hardwood, but because there's less hardwood needed, engineered hardwood floors cost a lot less to buy.
Now, another big benefit for engineered hardwood is that the core structure makes the floor dimensionally stable, and that's going to give you a lot more options when it comes to installation. It's a lot less likely to be impacted by humidity and temperature change, so you can use it in a wide variety of climates, including below-grade spaces where dampness can ruin solid hardwood flooring.
Yep, and there's also a lot of options when it comes to installation. Engineered hardwood is available as a tongue and groove flooring that can be nailed down or glued down or even edge glued together to form a floating floor. And if you're looking for an even easier installation, it also comes as a quick click floor, meaning the boards just lock together with no adhesive or no clamping required, which is really perfect for a DIY floating floor application.
Now, before installing your engineered flooring, it's a good idea to let the floor acclimate to the room that it's planned for. So pick up the flooring a few days in advance and leave it in the house so that it has time to get used to the conditions in the home, the temperature, the humidity, everything. Now, if you're doing the installing yourself, you just want to be sure to follow the instructions that are provided by the manufacturer. I mean, the whole process is pretty easy, and you're going to be amazed with the results.
And that's today's smart spending tip presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card. Earn 3% cash back on online shopping. Apply at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
Heading out to Cape May, where we've got Marty on the line with a question about a tankless water heater. What's going on?
My question is, I have a tankless water heater, which is on the second floor of my home, and that's the reason, that was one of the major reasons we got a tankless one, so that so there was no leakage problem and destroyed the whole house. However, it takes almost 5 minutes for hot water to get from the time I turn it on in the sink in the kitchen, which is on the first floor, to have hot water. Is there anything I can do? Is there something wrong with the way it's hooked up or set up or this particular hot water heater? Why is it that I do not get hot water faster than 5 minutes?
Ah, yeah, this is a common misunderstanding, Marty, when it comes to the difference between a tank water heater and a tankless water heater. So while tankless water heaters heat water continuously, it doesn't necessarily speed up the time it takes that hot water to come out of your faucet, because it's not a matter of the water heater in this case, it's the physical distance from the water heater, whether it's a tank or a tankless, and the faucet itself. So I think sometimes folks think because they go tankless and it's instant hot water and all that, yes, it's instantly heating the water, but it still has to run through the pipes. Now, there are systems, Watts makes a system that's a recirculator that basically will keep some hot water running through the pipes all the time so that you don't have to wait for it so much. And it's on a timer so that, like, it runs, like, kind of when you need it, so, like, first thing in the morning and that kind of stuff, because it does cost a little bit more to operate, but, you know, using this sort of thing. But when you get a tankless water heater, you get energy efficiency, and you get an unlimited supply of hot water, but you still have to wait those first few minutes for it to get from the water heater itself, no matter what kind you have, to the faucet, which in your case sounds like the kitchen.
Now we've got Jan in South Dakota on the line who needs some help with leveling a basement floor. Not a terribly difficult project, but a big one. How can we help you?
We're planning to remodel the lower level of a townhouse. Right. And what we'd like to do is retile the traffic area, which is a hallway and also a bathroom and utility room. But there's a bedroom with a closet on an outside wall and a utility room in the sort of the center of the rooms that has an unlevel floor. So my question is there a way to re-level the concrete floor before we resurface it?
Yeah, I mean, there's a product called a leveling compound, a floor leveling compound, that essentially you can mix up and pour on the floor and trowel out and use it to level floors. And so that's really your only option, but how out of level is this floor? I mean, is it really visually bothersome? Because I would suspect that, you know, it's a big project for you to level it, and it might be easier just to sort of adjust things around it.
Okay, like re-level the appliances and...
Yeah, exactly. It's a kind of a pain in the neck to level the entire floor.
Is it expensive?
To have it professionally done, I would say yes. To do it yourself, no. But then again, it's not the kind of thing that you could just pick up and do. It does require some skills to get it done right.
You would just get a long board to use as a trowel?
There are products that are self-leveling products, and they're usually good for more minor leveling jobs, say up to being 1 inch out of level. So if you choose a floor leveling compound that's designed for self-leveling, essentially what you do is you mix it up, say like in a 5-gallon bucket, and then you pour it out, and it will seek its own level. But you have to keep going back, mixing more, pouring it, and then you can kind of trowel it out as it starts to level out, and then at one point it will meet, you know, the original floor. So that's an option for you, is to use a self-leveling compound.
That sounds great.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, presented by Angie. Get your home project done right with Angie. Download the app today. Well, adding a beautiful new granite countertop is a great way to add some luxury to your kitchen, but granite, even stone tops, are expensive. We're going to share a less costly alternative that looks just as good next. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QUIKRETE.com.
Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
KCR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
So, your tax refund just arrived? Forget the new car stereo. Spend your money on finally fixing up that eyesore with a new paint job or collision repair at Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Whether it's peeling paint, dents, or rust, Mako offers free estimates. Call 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992. Or stop by Mako at 3045 Crossroads Drive today.
It looks like spring, the time of year for dust, pollen, busy birds, and bugs. The time to stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. With car wash packages starting at only $9. Or buy 5 car wash coupons and get 1 free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons and get 3 free. Quick and Clean Car Wash is fast and convenient at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Hi, this is Matt with Liberty Unabashed. A show on every other Sunday, 8 to 9. Are you awake? Do you know what I'm talking about? Do you realize you're in an information war where we're losing our country? It's time to stand up and defend your freedoms, my brothers and sisters. Americans don't care what color you are. Those of the past do.
Create a large tag and label it with the words Main Valve and hang it from the valve handle and make sure all household members can find it before a flood occurs. Another important location to know, the weakest link of your plumbing system, and it's probably the rubber connecting hoses on your washing machine. These hoses can dry out, burst, and allow thousands of gallons to rush into your home. To avoid this, be sure to turn off the water supply valves to the washer before leaving home for an extended period of time. That's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
If you've got a home improvement question, we'd love to help. Just go to MoneyPit.com/ask. Download the Money Pit app and send your questions directly to the studio. You'll be among the first to get the answers you need to get moving on your project.
Vincent in Texas is putting up a fence and needs some help with the project. What can we do for you?
Yeah, I'm putting up a chain link in front of my house. Where my house is, it's in the dip of the street. Both the street goes up on each end.
Okay.
And I'm about four blocks from the lake. And we had a lot of rain and our water level's up. And when I'm about 14 inches down, I'm hitting water.
Okay.
Is there a special cement, or how should I do that in setting the posts?
Okay, so what you want to do is, because it's chain link, you're going to want to dig down about 3 feet and try to do that with a post hole digger, even if you hit water. And then the way you deal with this is you mix up concrete, like a Quikrete product, some basic concrete mix. Mix it up in a wheelbarrow to the right consistency, and then shovel it into the hole and let it displace the water that's in the hole. Does that make sense? So as you put the concrete in, the water will kind of work its way right out. And what will be left will be the concrete. It will dry nice and rock solid, and you'll be good to go.
Okay, thank you. You saved me a lot of worry.
All right, don't worry about it. That's the way to handle that. Mix it out of the hole and then drop it in the hole, and the water will displace. Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, if you'd like to step up your kitchen, adding a beautiful new granite countertop is a great way to add a little luxury to the space. But installing granite and even other stone tops truly is not a do-it-yourself project and can be really expensive. But now there's a great new alternative from Deich Coatings called the new LuxRock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit.
Yeah, LuxRock is real stone. It spreads over your existing countertops and it transforms them into new smooth stone surfaces that look and perform just like real granite. Now, the project is as easy to do as painting, but instead of using paint, you're actually applying a premium real stone surface over your existing countertop.
Yeah, and everything you need is included in the kit, and it even includes a prime coat, stone coat, clear epoxy, and the clear coat finish. And you can use it on any flat surface, and the result you see is luxurious. I mean, it looks like a new stone surface, and it's going to look and perform just like real granite. And you can get that entire process done in a single weekend.
Yep, with LuxRock, you can create an authentic, beautiful, and durable countertop, but without the price tag of granite or traditional stone slabs. It comes in five different finishes, and it's available at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Now we've got Debbie from Delaware on the line who's got a question about some smoke smell and some paint and popcorn ceiling. What's going on?
And I bought the house I'm in. It has like a popcorn ceiling. And the ceiling was just, you know, you could lift a picture even on the walls, and you could see the nicotine stain on the wall. Anyways, it was painted over by contractors, but I'm not sure what's happening in the kitchen especially. It's from the sides where it meets the vertical walls. It's pulling away. And I didn't know what would be more economical or wiser to actually have that a professional come and scrape that ceiling off, or would the labor be so intensive as maybe to put a thin layer, if it's possible, like a sheetrock up there, or possibly maybe a wood treatment. I live in a beachy area, and I think I've seen some homes that do have wood in the ceiling, sort of like maybe a whitewash type of thing. I'm not sure.
Well, here's the thing. If you've got a section of popcorn ceiling that's not adhering properly, it's separating, you obviously have to scrape the rest of that off. There's no, I mean, not necessarily the entire ceiling, but you have to get rid of the loose stuff because you're not going to be able to reseal it. Now, once you do that, there is a type of popcorn repair product that comes in like an aerosol can. And you would have to, of course, mask off the cabinets and everything that's in that area, but you can spray it and restore the sort of the gap where you took off the old sort of loose popcorn. Now, it's going to be a different color, So then that would have to be followed by painting of the popcorn ceiling, which is not a pleasant project, but it can be done. You need a very thick roller. It's going to have slits in it. It's a special kind of roller. It has, like, slices in it.
Okay.
And uses a lot of paint, and then you sort of just start to, when you work that room, one side to the other, and you can repaint that ceiling. Most people don't really like popcorn ceiling anymore, but if you're kind of stuck with it.
No, I don't. I really don't like it. No.
You could remove it. I mean, that's another job. You can scrape it off, and then what you have to do is prime the ceiling. And then once you prime it, you can paint it. But I would recommend that you use a flat paint. Don't use like a ceiling paint. Use a flat paint. It's really important because even though you do a good job scraping off the old popcorn, you're going to find that the ceiling is still a little uneven underneath that old popcorn in the drywall. And if you paint with anything that's got any kind of a sheen, it'll show, and you'll see the bumps and sort of the warts in the wall. But if you scrape it off and prime it, then paint it with a flat paint, it comes out pretty good.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you reaching out to me.
Yeah, you're very welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us.
Thanks a lot. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. We're here to help with your home improvement and your decor questions at 888 Money Pit, which is presented by Angie. Caring for your home is easier than ever with Angie. Download the app today. Well, when you take on a painting project, most of the time, latex paint is the way to go, but not always. We're going to share when it makes sense to go with an oil-based finish, even though the cleanup is a little bit harder. That and more when the Money Pit returns.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, it's easy to tackle your projects from repair to remodel, landscaping to interior design. Just tell them what you need and Angie will handle the rest from start to finish. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from local pros, and connect instantly. And when you pay through Angie, you get their happiness guarantee, covering your project up to the full purchase price. So download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Does your backyard need a makeover? Check out Rumblestone from Pavestone. You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a fire pit, grill enclosure, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com. 1 minute you're up, and the next minute you're down. Slips and falls around the home can be dangerous, but now you can make walkways, pool decks, porches, and even garage and workshop floors safer and more attractive. New TrackSafe anti-slip color coat from Deich Coatings rolls on easily to cover ugly surfaces. Then top off with clear coats of TrackSafe anti-slip sealer for safer walking areas. Available at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Oof, there goes another one. People are literally falling for these floors when they hear about LL Flooring's Dream Floor event. That's the sound of up to 25% off. Over 300 styles.
Whoa!
They just found the style that will go perfectly with their cabinets. They just found the scratch-resistant and waterproof floors they've been dreaming of. Find the lowest prices of the season at LL Flooring's Dream Floor event, April 6th through the 12th.
Are you okay, ma'am?
No one likes stepping onto a cold tile floor in the winter, especially with bare feet.
With SunTouch floor warming, that never has to happen again. You can easily install SunTouch in your bathroom, kitchen, or any space in your home and enjoy warm floors for just pennies a day.
Fast and easy, whether installing yourself or hiring a pro. SunTouch has all the products and support you need.
Join millions of households across America and choose SunTouch floor warming for your home today. Learn more at SunTouch.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie, formerly Angie's List, helps homeowners tackle all their projects from everyday repairs to dream remodels. Read reviews, see upfront pricing for hundreds of projects, and instantly book today at Angie.com or on the Angie app.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, listen when you want when you follow the Money Pit podcast. You can get new episodes every Monday and Thursday just in time to plan your next home improvement adventure.
Follow us at MoneyPit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Jacob in Arkansas is on the line with a crack in the garage. Tell us what's going on.
My wife and I recently bought a new house, and there's a crack above the garage. It's more cosmetic brick. It's so none of the support. But it goes through the brick and the mortar. And so I was wondering if there's a certain kind of putty or, you know, way I can fill this in so the water doesn't get inside of it.
Yeah, and that's exactly what you want to do. Now, mind you, the brick is also going to be porous, so it will still get wet. But if you want to stop water from getting in there, most importantly, freezing and making the crack worse, what I would recommend you do is to seal that crack with a clear silicone caulk. Now, when you buy the silicone, Jacob, you can buy it in a large tube or a small tube. If it's just that one crack, I would just buy a small tube. But here's the trick. When you cut the tip of that tube, you want to cut it so you have a very small hole there that the caulk won't come out in a big glob. You can always make it larger, but of course, once you cut it, you can't make it any smaller. So then, you know, get up on a ladder, get real close to that, and sometimes with silicone, it's pretty thick, especially if it's cold. You may have to really squeeze it to get it to come out, but it doesn't clean up with soap and water, so just try to kind of lay it on there nice and even. That'll stop the water from falling into the crack, and you should be good to go.
Well, guys, I've been doing a lot of painting lately, and I've been using both latex paint that cleans up with water and oil-based paint that cleans up with paint thinner. And the reason is that there are some products that just come out better when you use an oil-based finish. So I thought this might be a good topic, Les, for you and I to kick around. So where do you fall on this? I mean, with all the decorating projects that you do, I would imagine most of the time you use latex. But are there situations where you wouldn't?
I mean, for sure. You're right. Latex is usually my 100% of the time go-to because I'm doing walls or, you know, smaller pieces of furnishing, you know, things that aren't going to be super aggressively dinged up or used as heavily. So latex usually is my go-to. Obviously, whatever finish depends on where it's going and what the application is. But there are times when oil-based paints like a kitchen cabinet or, you know, some sort of metal object, things that just really call for an oil base just because you need that adhesion, you need that durability. I love the shine of an oil base for a certain look. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I find that the finish looks a whole lot better. The fact that it takes longer to dry is actually a good thing because you get virtually no brush strokes whatsoever. I was painting some metal shelving, and so a little bit of rust on it, but not a lot. And I used some Rust-Oleum oil-based paint on that. And I got to tell you, you can feel the difference when you apply oil-based paint. It has sort of like a traction to it, like you said, a stickiness to it. When you're brushing this on, you know it's grabbing that finish. And if I was using even latex paint that was quote-unquote rated for metal, there is no way that that stuff would stick like the oil-based paint does. I was also refinishing floors in the last month, and that's another situation. You know, when latex-based urethanes came out, I figured, hey, let me give it a try. Oh, that was a huge mistake. I'm telling you, in 6 months, I was staring at raw wood on the floor where it wore right through. So I would never use a latex urethane. And then lastly, primers. Now, we've been painting our basement walls, and I have our old brick house, and there's a lot of history there, over 100 years. And I noticed after I used Drylock, which I thought was going to like take care of all of this, that I was seeing water stains, old water stains, but sort of that rust color come right through the Drylock. And I was kind of annoyed by that. And I tried a second coat, didn't do anything. So then I got like the very best latex primer, new high-tech stuff that was supposed to do everything from block walls to kitchen cabinets. I put that on, nothing. It came right through. You know what finally fixed it? Oil-based, basic, bin 123 primer. Put that on, one shot, gone forever. So, I mean, there are situations like that where you just have to use the oil. And, you know, you shouldn't really freak out over the cleaning on it because it's just not that hard, you know, once you get used to it.
Well, yeah, and you have to make sure that you're cleaning the brushes in the right way and that you're using the right brushes for the right product. I mean, there definitely is one product for an oil-based cleanup and one product for a latex. Same with their brushes. So you got to make sure so that you're extending the life of everything.
I mean, what I do is when we have soup in my house, I always save the soup cans because you don't get, you know, tin cans too often anymore.
Right. True. That's very true.
They happen to be the perfect width, you know, for soaking a brush. And I just put some paint thinner in the brush, let it soak for a bit. Then I squeeze all of that paint thinner and old paint out of it. And then I stick it in another container filled with 100% Simple Green, not diluted, even though it's concentrate, just Simple Green. Leave it overnight, rinse it out, and it is absolutely perfect. It's fresh, it's flexible, it works great. And, you know, you don't end up throwing the brush away, which unfortunately is what happens when people don't really clean them well. And by the way, here's another little trick of the trade. If you're working with oil-based paint or rollers, I did this when I was working on the floor because I had to do another coat the next morning and I didn't want to have to put a new roller on. I wrapped it up with some wax paper and I stuck it in the refrigerator in a bag.
Oh, that's interesting because I usually will do Saran wrap or a plastic bag like from, you know, before you could get them at the grocery store, but for latex paints. But I didn't realize you could do something similar. And why the refrigerator?
Because it stops it from evaporating. You know, it's cool, it's damp, it doesn't dry out. And it was perfect. The next day I unwrapped it, put it back onto the painting pole, got the roller going again, and it was perfect. I didn't lose that half a second. I mean, otherwise I would have had to spend, you know, quite a bit of time cleaning that out, and then of course setting up and doing it again. So, this way it was done in one step, really.
That's great. I even put the roller pans in like plastic bags too.
Oh, to save those for the next day. Yeah, why not?
I mean, if I'm coming back to it, I might as well.
Exactly.
You are tuned to The Money Pit, which is presented by Angie. When it comes to home projects, we know you want to nail it every time. Angie does the heavy lifting for you with top pros who get the job done right. Download the Angie app today. Coming up, did you know that some thermostats can be tricked into thinking it's warmer in the house than it actually is? We'll explain why and how to solve this annoying problem when The Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
Remember us, the Tula Kid? Well, we're back, and we would like to ask you a few questions.
Do you love TV? Do you like low prices? Call our daddy.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite. You know that by not calling the 800 number for your satellite needs, you get local service, faster installation, and most importantly, we speak your language. We ask the questions to ensure you get the right package for you and your family. We do big dishes, we do little dishes, we do internet dishes, we even do dish dishes.
Dad, I have never seen you do dishes.
That's because I do them most of the time.
So do I.
No, you don't.
Hey kids, we're working here. Give us a call and we'll help you figure out the best for your family. Whether it's dish services or local antenna help or streaming services, call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH, that's 241-3474, or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
B&T Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage is now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson, featuring new and existing vendors. Memory Lane is open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and features furniture, jewelry, sports memorabilia, antique desks and dressers, dolls and toys, clothing and hats, along with hand-carved decor, pictures and paintings, and so much more. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage, now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson in the Gateway Shopping Center. The Reading Chamber of Commerce continues their legacy of involvement in vetting local candidates and will be hosting the first of two Shasta County Supervisor Candidate Forums Wednesday, April 6th at 5 p.m. at the Sheridan Hotel at the Sundial Bridge. The Reading Chamber of Commerce is committed to providing trusted information on local candidates running for office while abiding by their city plan to lead with credibility, integrity, transparency, and you, the voice of their members. The Chamber wants to be sure that the most important issues you face are brought to the attention of those those seeking public office and will be serving its membership to help set the direction of the questions asked at the forums. Additionally, digital voter guides will be released, featuring interviews with candidates and races of importance as identified by the Chamber's Government Affairs Committee. Find out more about our candidates at the first of two Shasta County Supervisor Candidate Forums, Wednesday, April 6th at 5 p.m. at the Sheridan Hotel at the Sundial Bridge at 820 Sundial Bridge Drive. Doors open at 4:30. Admission is free. For more information, contact the Reading Chamber of Commerce.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR at 6 p.m. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by ReadingCivic.com, Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlou's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco and Brew.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
And see if it syncs up with whatever that temperature is. And so if it looks like it needs to be recalibrated, most of these thermostats can be recalibrated using a simple calibration screw. It's like a small screw that's located on a coil inside the unit. I mean, different thermostats have different techniques, so you might want to just sort of Google the instruction manual for your particular thermostat before doing it. And if none of that works, you could try replacing the thermostat or just contact your service company, because it could be a problem with the control circuit in the fireplace itself. But let's get that done now so that by the time those chilly evenings start up again, you'll be good to go with a warm fire.
All right, next up we've got Suzanne, who writes in saying, when we put water in the bathtub to re-caulk, how long do you leave that water in there for?
Oh, that's a good question. So we should probably explain, because she didn't really mention the top half of that, which is we suggest if you're going to caulk your bathtub is to get rid of all the old caulk and then fill that tub up with water. And the reason is because it gets heavy. It kind of does the same thing it does when you stand in it. It sort of stretches and sags down. And while it's heavy, then you re-caulk, you let that caulk dry. So the answer to your question, Suzanne, is as long as it takes for the caulk to dry, which is usually overnight. Then you let the water out. That tub will come back up and compress, and that means that it's going to last a lot longer, because now when you get in and out of that tub, you're not sort of stretching that tub wall down and causing that caulk to pull away from the tile above. So the answer is you leave that tub filled with water until the caulk dries, then you can drain it and you're good to go.
All right, Suzanne, I hope that helps. Remember, eventually you do have to drain it. Don't go swimming in that bathtub. You know, get new water when it's time to actually use it. But it's a good trick of the trade.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. Hey, guys, thanks so much for spending a little part of your day with us. We hope we've given you some good ideas on tackling projects around your Money Pit. If you've got questions, remember, you can reach us pretty much 24/7 when you send in your questions with the Money Pit app. Just go to MoneyPit.com/ask. That's MoneyPit.com/ask. We try to get those questions first before any other questions that are sent in, because it goes right into our production studio. So we hope that we've been able to help you with those projects. It's spring, so we know there's a lot more to get done. You can count on us to help you do anything
that you'd like to accomplish to make your home the dream that you want it to be. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Ukrainian troops are moving cautiously to retake territory north of the country's capital as Russian forces retreat from the area. In at least one town, soldiers had to use cables to pull the bodies of civilians off the streets out of fear Russian forces may have set booby traps. Meanwhile, Ukraine and its allies reporting mounting evidence of Russia's withdrawing its troops from around Kiev and building up troop strength in eastern Ukraine, but say the shift doesn't mean the country's facing a reprieve from more than 5 weeks of war. Here at home, the Defense Department's providing an additional $300 million in military equipment.
Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby said in a statement, the gear in the new package includes laser-guided rocket systems, unmanned aircraft, armored vehicles, night vision devices, and ammunition. It also includes medical supplies, field equipment, and spare parts. Kirby says since the Russian invasion began, the U.S. has provided more than $1.6 billion in security assistance. Bob Agnew reporting.
Former President Trump was in another Save America rally tonight telling the crowd he's looking forward to November.
7 months from now, the people of Michigan are going to fire the radical left Democrats who are destroying our country.
And the president added that includes the governor.
And you're going to throw out Gretchen Whitmer, the job that she's done.
An Algerian man imprisoned at Guantanamo Bay Detention Center for nearly 20 years has been released and sent back to his homeland. The Pentagon says the man was repatriated with assurances from the Algerian government he would be treated humanely there and security measures would be imposed to reduce the risk he could pose a threat in the future. Tesla says it delivered 310,000 vehicles in the first quarter of this year, up roughly 68% from the same period in 2021. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
Danger 6 miles in the air.
The pilots on a Delta flight from Salt Lake City to Washington, D.C. decided to bring their jet down in Denver after the cockpit windshield shattered above 30,000 feet. The crew repeatedly told the nearly 200 passengers to remain calm until they landed. A photo of the windshield taken by a passenger shows the glass was lined with cracks but did not fall from the frame. Jetliner windshields have layers of glass that can be 2 inches thick. Delta confirmed the windshield crack and said the crew diverted the jet out of an abundance of caution. Keith Peters reporting.
On the talk shows this week, CBS's Face the Nation has Ukrainian President Zelensky, while CNN stated the Union welcomes NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg. Fox News Sunday welcomes Republican Senator John Cornyn of Texas, and on ABC's This Week, it's White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. In order to improve their bottom line, companies across the country are moving south.
From Arizona to Texas to North Carolina, the Sun Belt is becoming a hotspot for business relocation. Tesla, Apple, and Hewlett-Packard Enterprise are a few of the tech giants also making their way south. This is making Texas one of the fastest-growing states in the country, according to the U.S. Census Bureau. And the growth is driving a boom in the Texas housing market. Samsung is another major company moving part of its operations to Texas. This move alone will open around 2,000 jobs in the Austin area. Patrick Foss reporting.
Amazon workers in Staten Island, New York, voted yesterday to unionize. Marks the first successful U.S. organizing effort in the retail giant's history, and it hands an unexpected win to a nascent group that had fueled the union drive. Check out more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, my name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR, Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high. No plane that I can't learn how to fly. What do I gotta do to get through to you to show you there ain't nothing I can't take this chainsaw to?
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
This is Carl Bott. Join me April 23rd at the Wind River Event Center for the 28th Annual Reading Chapter of Safari Club International Banquet. Dinner, games, auctions, raffles, and more. Win hunting trips, guns, artwork, hunting and outdoor gear during the banquet. Someone will win a safe and two guns. For more information and tickets, go to sciredding.org or call 530-474-5075.
The Money Pit is presented by Bank of America, the Angie app, Deutsche Coatings, and Lutron. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And this is episode 2193, which means we've been doing this for a while. We're here to help you get projects done that you want to accomplish around your house and create your best home ever, especially this time of year because it's spring. Man, if we waited for this, it feels like a long time. But now that it's spring, I can't wait to get outside. I've got a whole bunch of projects on my spring to-do list that hopefully I will wrap up before the heat of the summer arrives. But if you've got some projects to do and you need some tips and some advice and some helps to get it done, you can reach out to us at moneypit.com/ask. That's moneypit.com/ask. Download the Money Pit app and post your questions. You record them. You send them right to the studio, and we will get to you first. Coming up on today's show, spring is here, and with it comes a very hot real estate market. But if you've made some energy-saving improvements to those homes, well, those improvements might help you sell your home even more quickly than the competition and for more money. We'll explain how to accomplish that just ahead.
Oh, my goodness. Will that real estate market ever calm down? It's just bananas. Coming up, guys, also, throughout the pandemic, smart home products have become more popular as more people than ever are working from home and using their living spaces in new ways. We're going to share those latest innovations.
I feel like the smarter they get, the dumber I get.
I feel the same. It's hard to figure everything out. And even something as simple as the, dare I say, the we call her Allegra when we're in the room with her because I don't want her to start asking commands. But sometimes she just doesn't function with the lights, and now I'm like, can I just turn it on with the switch like before? I don't know. So, yeah, you're right. It's getting tougher.
I have a dual problem with that. My wife's name is Sue, so if I say, hey, Sue, Siri goes, what? What can I help you with? I said, no, I didn't say S-I-R-I. I said S-U-E.
Sometimes they answer to whatever name they want. I don't know what's happening. They're going to take over.
Well, I just told my wife we're going to have to change her name. That's it. All right. And also coming up, when it comes to home comfort, there's nothing worse than stepping on an icy cold floor. But fortunately, there are now a number of ways you can add radiant heat to those floors and never feel the discomfort of frozen feet again. So we're going to share those steps, literally, just ahead.
Those cozy steps, which now that it's spring, you're like, I don't want my feet warm. I want them cooled. But trust me, it's going to get cold again, and you're going to want those tootsies warm. So whatever you're working on now for the season that's with us, our lovely spring season, and whatever you're thinking about, summer, fall, winter, whatever it is, we are here to help you keep your money pit in tip-top shape all year round.
Reach out to us at moneypit.com/ask. That's moneypit.com/ask.
Kylan, Iowa needs some help installing some trim. Tell us what you're working on.
We just put in some new laminate wood floors a couple weeks ago, and we decided to rip out all the old, the construction trim that comes with the newer homes. And
baseboard molding?
Yeah, the baseboard molding, and we've decided to upgrade to, I think it's about a 5 1/4 inch tall, almost half inch thick baseboard to kind of upgrade the look around the house, and I'm just having a hard time. I'm using my buddy's miter saw, and it's not tall enough to do a vertical cut for my outside corners, and every time I lay it horizontally and try to, you know, tilt the miter saw to cut it, there's no real clamping mechanism on it to hold the boards in place, and every time I push the miter saw into it, it moves it just slight enough to where my angles for when I try to do a scarfing or an outside corner, it just kind of pushes my angles off on it just a little bit, and it's making the process harder.
Well, let me ask you this. When you're making your baseboard cuts for an inside corner, are you mitering it?
For the inside corner, I'm doing a cope.
Oh, good. Okay, that's what I was concerned about.
And the coping turns out to be easier than the outside corners for me. So
now, actually, when you do the outside corner, the only part of the miter that's got to be perfect is the top edge of that board. As long as you have a straight line, if you end up taking up a little bit too much wood on the inside of that cut, no one's ever going to see that. In fact, many times when I'm doing that type of a corner, I'll sometimes cope out the back of the miter cut, take a little bit extra meat out of that so that it kind of gets out of the way and I can pull it together really nicely, tightly at the corner. As long as I have a crisp line that pulls together on the corner, then I'm happy with that. I understand you've got challenges with your tools. I'm not going to be able to give you a solution because you don't have the right tools. What you really need is a compound miter saw that's sort of half miter saw, half radial arm saw, and that will give you the exact capabilities that you're looking for. But to do this by hand with a regular hand miter box is just going to be a challenge.
So it'd be easier maybe try to find someone to borrow a compound one from.
I think so. Yeah, you'll be very happy because it sounds like you've got the skills. If you know how to cope a joint, then you've got the skills. And for those that have no idea what we're talking about, when you put up baseboard molding or any kind of molding or even crown molding in a house, you don't cut a 45-degree angle much like you would for a picture frame. You actually put one piece in whole and square to the wall, and the other piece, you cut that 45 as if it was going to be a miter, but you take a coping saw and cut out the back of all of that wood except for that crisp line that's on the front of the angle of the miter. When you push that together, you get what appears to be a perfect mitered cut, but it's actually not. It's actually a butt joint, but it looks like a miter, and it's the best way to work with trim because it allows you to work with a house that's not quite straight because none of them are. And the other trick is I'd like to cut those boards just a little bit longer than what you need because then it puts additional pressure on the joint and brings it together nice and tightly. So I think you're on the right road. You just need to get some better tools to help you get there, okay?
Okay. Okay, thank you, guys.
Good luck, Kyle.
Sandy in Texas is on the line and needs some help with the carpet question. What's going on?
Well, I had a Scentsy, one of those little things that uses hot wax, and my granddaughter knocked the Scentsy over onto the carpet, and part of it splashed upon my Henry Don chair, which is upholstered.
Okay.
And I haven't done anything yet because I don't know really
good.
How to go about cleaning that.
Well, the first thing you want to do, and it's kind of an easy fix. You just have to make sure you haven't already scratched at it or rubbed it or anything. Take a brown paper bag and an iron, and you want to put the iron on a high setting without steam, and put the paper bag over the wax, and then iron, and the wax will melt, but then stick to the paper bag, and you'll be able to peel it right off.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay, brown paper bag with a hot iron, not on steam.
No steam.
Just hot cotton, and hold it on there for a few minutes, and it will pull it out.
Yeah, you don't want to, sit it on there too long because you don't want to burn it through.
Okay.
So you want to hold the brown paper bag, then put the iron on top. And then shift it around, moving to a clean part on the bag as you get more of the wax onto the bag. This way you're not re-spreading the wax.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. You need some help with a project? We're taking your calls now at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. Angie is here to get your home projects done right.
And they mean all from lawn care to plumbing, roof repair to repainting, and maintenance to remodel.
So download the Angie app today and get started.
And just ahead, if you've made energy-saving improvements to your home, those improvements might just help you sell your home even more quickly than the competition and for more money. We'll explain next.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
No one likes stepping onto a cold tile floor in the winter, especially with bare feet.
With SunTouch floor warming, that never has to happen again. You can easily install SunTouch in your bathroom, kitchen, or any space in your home and enjoy warm floors for just pennies a day.
Fast and easy, whether installing yourself or hiring a pro. SunTouch has all the products and support you need.
Join millions of households across America and choose SunTouch floor warming for your home today. Learn more at suntouch.com.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-472-4286. 800-472-4286. 800-472-4286. That's 800-472-4286.
LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, it's easy to tackle your projects from repair to remodel, landscaping to interior design. Just tell them what you need and Angie will handle the rest from start to finish. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from local pros, and connect instantly. And when you pay through Angie, you get their happiness guarantee, covering your project up to the full purchase price. So download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. You decided to upgrade your outdoor deck, so you ordered the essentials. A power washer, a set of patio chairs, and a shiny new grill. And you used your Bank of America customized cash rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping and up to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member. which you put towards your most essential deck addition, a bird feeder. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
Copyright 2021, Bank of America Corporation.
Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of the Money Pit.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, listen to the Money Pit whenever you want when you follow the Money Pit podcast. You're going to get a new episode every Monday and every Thursday, which really is the perfect timing to help you plan your next home improvement adventure.
Follow us at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
David in Arkansas is on the line with a geothermal question. What is going on at your money pit?
Well, I have leaks for one, but at any rate, it's a water furnace unit that's about 23 years old, and so it's probably had a good life. I'm just curious these days if it's best to look at replacement with a geothermal or if conventional units are now just as efficient. And which way to go.
And what kind of fuel do you have right now, David?
Our home is all electric.
So it's all electric. Okay. So, yes, the HVAC systems are far more efficient than they used to be. If you were to go geothermal, you have the investment of having to essentially install the ground line, which basically goes deep into the soil as part of this. And, you know, that's something that's going to depend greatly on the condition of the soil, whether it can be easily drilled and so on and so forth. The install on geothermal tends to be pretty expensive. So you're definitely going to have to get some, estimates on that and see if it makes sense. If not, I would buy the most efficient electric heat pump system that you can afford. And also make sure that you replace both the coil on the AC side of this as well, because the coil have to match, right? You don't just want to put the unit outside. You have to replace that coil as well, because unless they're properly matched, you do not get the efficiency that you are promised, so to speak. And then thirdly, okay, I want you to make sure that you replace the thermostat with one designed for heat pumps. This is a common mistake people make. They put standard clock setback thermostats on heat pumps. And what happens is, if a heat pump runs in the heat pump cycle, the temperature has to move very slowly so it doesn't trigger the backup system that's built into all heat pumps, which is electric heat. And if you do that, then it gets really expensive to run. So replace the heat pump with the most efficient one you can afford, match it with a proper size coil, and make sure the thermostat is also replaced and is a heat pump thermostat. And by the way, lots of thermostats today, too, that are Wi-Fi, wireless thermostats. You know, your phone becomes a remote control. You don't have to get up off the easy chair to change your heat, or even when you're coming home from work, you know, if the heat is set low, you want to kick it up a few degrees, you can do that before you get in the car and start driving home. So lots of technology for you to take advantage of as well. Okay, Dave?
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Appreciate you guys being on and for us to call in.
Well, in the years that you've owned your house, have you made energy savings or other improvements that have upped its green factor? You know, those improvements could help you sell your home more quickly than the competition. We're going to explain in today's smart spending tip presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card.
Now, if you've been in your house for a while, you probably made some improvements to make it more energy efficient or to cut back on maintenance. Or maybe as you were doing improvements, you chose materials that were produced in a way that limits any negative impact to the environment. It turns out that improvements like these can add to your home's greenness, and they are a potentially valuable consideration for a potential home buyer, but only if they know about them.
Yeah, and that's why it's really smart to create a green inventory of those elements. You want to list every improvement that has reduced your home's impact on Mother Earth. Now, these could be new appliances, faucets that use less water, or LED light bulbs that use less energy. And don't forget about building materials that are going to last longer, that need less maintenance, you know, fiber cement siding instead of wood, AZEK, all of that stuff. Anything that sort of helps that home last longer in a more environmentally friendly way, write it down.
So all you need to do is list each element in a green inventory and then have that available for review by potential home buyers. You can bet the neighboring homes you'll compete against won't do this, and buyers will be impressed
and you might just get the sale over competing homes in your neighborhood.
And that's today's Smart Spending Tip, presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card. You can earn 3% cash back on online shopping. Apply at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
Sandra, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Oh, hello. My question concerns, would you recommend a radon test for a house? Our home is a two-story house on a hill, and the lower level, which is completely finished, is two sides underground, and it has two sides ground level. And if we have a radon problem, can something be done to correct that? We're in the Pacific Northwest, about 60 miles south of Seattle.
And do you hear about high radon levels in that area coming up occasionally?
I don't, but I've never talked about it with anybody. So I saw something in the paper recently that suggested people have this test.
Well, it's certainly a good idea. So order a radon test kit. You can probably find one online. The type you want is called charcoal adsorption, A-D-S-O-R-B, ad, not ab, adsorption. And it's a type of test that you'll put in the home for anywhere from about 3 to 7 days. You open up this charcoal canister or this charcoal packet, depending on the type of test. You leave it on the lowest living space, so whatever the lowest area finished living space is, you leave it there for that period of time. You seal it back up. You send it off to a lab. They're going to give you a result. If it comes in at 4 picocuries per liter of air or higher, then that's the action guideline, after which point you would want to consider some sort of remediation. Now, you ask the question, well, how do I do that exactly? And the answer is it's harder when the whole space is finished, but it's not impossible. Generally, the way radon is mitigated is by a system called a sub-slab ventilation system, where they basically run pipes below the surface of the lowest slab and pull the gas out of the soil and then discharge it outside. So it's a matter of figuring out where to get that pipe into the slab and where to discharge it out, you know, with the least amount of disturbance. But a good radon mitigator can do this even in a finished house.
Oh, my gosh. It sounds quite complex.
Well, it's pretty straightforward, but you got to start with the test. So I would do that first.
Right, and that's only
there.
If they find something.
Yeah, exactly.
Uh-huh. Okay, are there areas in the country where you're more likely to have radon?
Yep, there's a, if you go to the EPA website, epa.gov/radon, there's information about radon zones across the entire country, including contact information for your local state area.
Oh, all right.
Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
George from Pennsylvania is on the line with a geothermal question. What can we do for you?
Well, I have a geothermal system now. It's 15 years old, and a couple weeks ago the compressor went up, and the guy who came out, who normally services the unit, he recommends not replacing the compressor. He recommends an entirely new unit, everything, the whole,
okay.
whole shebang.
How old is the existing system, George?
15 years old.
Okay. I would agree with that.
Oh, okay. Okay.
That's pretty much your question?
Well, yeah, that's my question. Because my stepson, who is in the field, keeps insisting to me that just to replace the compressor, but I went online and I saw the pros and cons of doing that, and I hate to just do piecemeal and something happen. You know, I spend money for a compressor and a couple of years later something else goes up.
Well, you know, the old saying is you don't want to throw good money after bad.
Right.
And
sure.
If the system is 15 years old, I mean, frankly, George, it doesn't owe you a dime. You know, that's pretty good life expectancy. So you've gotten all your money out of that. If you replace the whole thing, you're going to get a much more efficient system out of it because everything is balanced in systems today. And plus, there's new refrigerants that are safer. So I really do think you're better off replacing it.
Oh, great. Okay, fine. How do you feel about buying this guy's recommending, not another hot water heater, like a storage tank to keep the water hot so that we don't have to use the hot water heater as much as we do now.
Okay, that's not an unusual approach. I mean, I have a storage tank in my home because my hot water is provided by my boiler, not by a water heater.
Right. We used to have
and
that.
So by having a storage tank next to the boiler, you know, the storage tank can supply a certain amount of hot water. And the boiler doesn't have to come on every time we need more hot water in the house. So that's not an unusual approach. The other thing that you might want to think about is a tankless water heater. That's another way to go.
Okay, fine. Okay, well, great. That was quick. That you answered my questions. I appreciate it.
All right, George. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show presented by Angie. Let Angie take your home projects from start to finished. Download the Angie app today. Well, throughout the pandemic, smart home products have become more popular as more people than ever are working from home and using their living spaces in new ways. We're going to share the latest innovations next. 888 Money Pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickRete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
So, your tax refund just arrived? Forget the new car stereo. Spend your money on finally fixing up that eyesore with a new paint job or collision repair at Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Whether it's peeling paint, dents, or rust, Mako offers free estimates. Call 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992. Or stop by Mako at 3045 Crossroads Drive today.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance is now open at 3673 Eureka Way. Physical therapists Kevin Elo and Rachel Lang have a combined 29 years of experience in helping those who've suffered orthopedic injuries, strains, and sprains. Kevin has worked with the USA Gymnastics team, NFL Combine, and professional BMX riders. He's also helped members of Cirque du Soleil get back into action. Rachel works closely with seniors and is also a group fitness instructor and adept at returning people to an active lifestyle. Both Kevin and Rachel at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance are accepting new clients. Give them a call today, 530-533-5030. If you are in need of physical therapy, talk to the experts at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance at 3673 Eureka Way. Call 530-533-5030. That's 530-533-5030 today.
Ionic sensors that see fire with photoelectric sensors for the greatest protection. Another convenient feature is the reset or silencer button. This allows you to shut down the detector for approximately 10 minutes during a nuisance alarm, like burned toast, and then goes back to full alert. Resetting your detector is always a much better idea than removing the battery, which you could forget to put back. Keeping your smoke detectors in good working order could be a matter of life and death. That's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
Presented by Angie. Angie, formerly Angie's List, helps homeowners tackle all their projects from everyday repairs to dream remodels. Read reviews, see upfront pricing for hundreds of projects, and instantly book today at Angie.com or on the Angie app.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Well, throughout the pandemic, smart home device adoption has grown as more and more people than ever before are working from home and using their living spaces in brand new ways.
That's right. And Lutron is at the forefront of smart home design revolution. With us to talk about the latest innovation is Melissa Andresco from Lutron. Welcome, Melissa.
Hi, Tom. Hi, Leslie. Thanks for having me today.
So this pandemic really teed up an opportunity to kind of tell the stories you guys have actually been telling for years and showing some of the innovative products that you've had out there for many years and actually develop some new products to make life even more convenient because we've been so super focused on homes and home spaces and offices. So why don't you tell us about some of the new lighting products that you've brought out throughout the last year of the pandemic?
Sure. You know, so just to go back for a second on what you just said, you made the point so well, is that, you know, these last 2 years, people realize really how important it is to be able to have controllable light in the space. And that's not just the overhead lights, but that's also daylight coming in. I mean, all of a sudden, you know, our kitchens are doubling as offices and, you know, the family room is doubling as a yoga studio and all of these places, you know, require different light levels. And so, you know, to your point, I think people have really understood the importance of being able to control these, you know, their environments quickly and easily. And, you know, Lutron, I'm really proud to say, you know, the pandemic did not slow us down. We've introduced several new products over the last, you know, 18 months, everything from our single light dimmers to new reimagined motorized shading systems and new lighting control systems as well. So, you know, it's really, Lutron has always been known for having, you know, products at every price point, products for every solution, and we've really kind of augmented that now with several new additions to the lines.
I mean, I think that's really great. You're so right. These spaces at home are now doubling or triple duty certain times, you know, for things at home. It's school, it's an office, it's your kitchen, it's all these things. And it's true, when the daylight changes, that definitely changes how you are perceived in an online meeting. So what are some of the ways that Lutron is helping control that daylight that's coming in a way that's stylish but also doing its job?
Yeah, so, you know, Lutron has been making motorized shading products now since 2003, believe it or not, and the two new ones that we are super excited about, one is called Palladium, and Palladium is what we call an exposed bracket system, and it's a beautiful roller shade design. It's very modern, very sleek, and, you know, it is battery-operated. It's a wire-free solution, and it takes no more than 6 D-size batteries, and those batteries are actually going to last you 3 to 5 years. So a great way to, you know, add motorized shade control to your space. You don't have to worry about changing batteries frequently. And the thing that I love most about the Palladium wire-free shade is it has this precision alignment to within 1/8 of an inch. So imagine you have a room and you've got, you know, 3 windows and you've got these shades on all 3 windows. They're going to rise and lower in really perfect unison. And, you know, that just, you know, not only from an aesthetics point of view, but it's also going to help you if you are trying to, you know, block sunlight from your television or if you're on a work call and you're trying to, you know, create a better lit atmosphere. The Palladium shade, that is a pro-installed product. And Lutron also makes DIY shades as well. The newest shade that we are super excited about is our new reimagined honeycomb design. And, you know, honeycomb shades are, you know, very traditional, and we've gone ahead and kind of spruced up that design. We now have, it's a much larger cell size, if you will. So it just kind of gives it a little bit more of a fresher, more modern look. And we've sort of reimagined all the fabrics as well. So we've got everything from your traditional neutrals to all kinds of decorative prints and rich textures. So really, no matter what kind of decor you have, you're going to be able to find a shade fabric that works in your space. And the best thing about these shades is that they do integrate with the Lutron control systems for your lights. So, you know, with the press of a button or, you know, cueing your voice assistant in your home, you're going to be able to control these devices not only individually, but also as part of a scene or a group. So it just really gives the homeowner just tremendous flexibility when it comes to control.
We're talking to Melissa Andresco. She's the chief brand ambassador for Lutron. Lutron has been making products that make our homes more comfortable, more energy efficient and convenient for many, many years. A lot of folks don't realize this, but Lutron actually, Lutron's founder, Joel Spira, right, invented the dimmer.
That's correct.
Yeah. So you've been doing this a long time.
Believe it or not, we just turned 60. The company
Wow.
has been doing this now for 60 years. And, you know, we look at that as 60 years of just wonderful customer experience, listening. What do the customers need and want for their homes and for their office spaces? And, you know, I'm so proud when I look at the growth. I've been with the company for 24 years, and just seeing the growth that we've had in that period of time and the new solutions and products that we've been able to bring to market and help people navigate smart home really easily and just very simply, you know, figuring out if it's not something you feel comfortable with, how to find a pro installer in your area. If it is something you're comfortable with, giving them 24/7 access to free technical support to make sure they're comfortable, you know, having everything installed and programmed in their home. So it's fascinating to see where the smart home space has gone over the last few years. And I think people are, you know, people who maybe a few years ago were kind of looking at smart home as sort of gadgety are now realizing these are problem-solving devices. These are things that solve real problems in your home. In the same way that motorized shades are solving privacy issues, screen glare issues, you know, perfect lighting for your phone call issues, being able to control lights lets you walk into a well-lit home. It lets you mimic occupancy if you're away on vacation or away for the night. So many great attributes and things that really are just making people's lives easier.
Now, if you've got somebody who's maybe like a late adopter or just kind of nervous about taking the leap into home automation or smart home technology, what do you recommend as like a good starting point so maybe they can really dive in confidently?
Some folks think smart home devices are smarter than they are.
Funny because, you know, I think smart home can mean different things to different people. You know, Lutron makes occupancy sensors that when you walk into a room, the light automatically goes on. And when you leave the space and it doesn't detect any more motion, the light goes off. To some people, that could be a smart home. You know, other definitions could be like the Lutron Caseta system, which is really our entry-level system, great for getting started with smart home. You can buy it in a kit where you can get started with one or two dimmers just to see how you like it, just to see, you know, are you comfortable using the app, you know, and you can keep it simple, keep it to those one or two lights in key areas, maybe outdoor lights or like an inside foyer light. And then as you get comfortable with the system and as you understand the conveniences it offers and, you know, the ease of really setting things up, we often see people expanding then to the key areas of their home. It's never designed to be an entire house system. You're not going to put every single light on a Caseta system, but lights in those key areas, the living spaces, the outdoor spaces, you know, you're going to very quickly enjoy the benefits of a smart home system.
Great advice. Hey, if you guys would like to learn more about smart lighting, visit CasetaWireless.com. That's CasetaWireless.com. And if you'd like to check out the new innovations in shades, go to SerenaShades.com, S-E-R-E-N-A, SerenaShades.com. Melissa Andresco, Chief Brand Ambassador for Lutron, thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit.
Thank you so much for having me. It's great to be here.
All right, Melissa, thank you so much for stopping by the Money Pit. That was Melissa Andresco from Lutron. Well, when it comes to home comfort, there's nothing worse than stepping on a cold, icy floor. I totally hate it when my feet are chilly. Well, fortunately, there are a number of ways that you can add heat to the floor and never feel the discomfort of frozen feet again. We're going to share the steps just ahead.
You live in a Money Pit.
Does your backyard need a makeover? Check out Rumblestone from Pavestone. You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a fire pit, grill enclosure, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217.
A new year means new home projects, and Angie, formerly Angie's List, makes it easy to get the job done right, from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Just bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie will actually handle the rest, from start to finish, or connect you to a top pro who can. So you can start crossing things off that 2022 to-do list in just a few taps. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Oof, there goes another one. People are literally falling for these floors when they hear about LL Flooring's Dream Floor event. That's the sound of up to 25% off. Over 300 styles.
Whoa!
They just found the style that will go perfectly with their cabinets. They just found the scratch-resistant and waterproof floors they've been dreaming of. Find the lowest prices of the season at LL Flooring's Dream Floor event, April 6th through the 12th.
Are you okay, ma'am?
No one likes stepping onto a cold tile floor in the winter, especially with bare feet.
With SunTouch floor warming, that never has to happen again. You can easily install SunTouch in your bathroom, kitchen, or any space in your home and enjoy warm floors for just pennies a day.
Fast and easy, whether installing yourself or hiring a pro. SunTouch has all the products and support you need.
Join millions of households across America and choose SunTouch floor warming for your home today. Learn more at suntouch.com.
Pit is presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card. Earn 3% cash back on online shopping. The essentials have never felt more rewarding. Visit bankofamerica.com/more rewarding to apply now.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, do you guys need some help with a renovation, a repair, maybe a decor project? Well, give us a call with your question now at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. Download the Angie app today.
Rosemary in New Jersey, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Yes, hi. I'm having a problem with the light bulb for the garage door. The light bulb keeps going out, and I understand there's a special one to use, but I haven't had time to check it out. Have you heard of such a thing?
Well, sometimes with all the vibration associated with that the operation of that garage door opener, you can get a lot of vibration. Sometimes that will ruin a standard incandescent bulb. There's a type of bulb called a rough duty bulb. You may have a hard time finding that in a normal hardware store or home center. I think a better idea is just to get yourself an LED light bulb. I think the LED bulbs are much more durable than incandescents, in addition to being much more cost-effective, and I think that will solve it.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much. I'll try that.
Well, when it comes to home comfort, there's nothing worse than stepping on a cold floor. One easy way to warm things up is with radiant floor heating.
Yeah, and here's how it works. I mean, similar to the warmth that you experience from the sun,
Radiant 4 heating systems provide heat directly to the underside of a floor. And then that floor warms up, and it warms up the air above it, which then naturally raises the temperature of the entire room. So just think of it as the radiant heat you get from the sun, except in this case, it's kind of going bottom up instead of top down.
Right. Now, according to the U.S. Department of Energy, radiant heating offers a number of advantages. It's more efficient than baseboard heating and usually more efficient than forced air heating because it eliminates duct loss. Plus, those with allergies often prefer radiant heat because it doesn't distribute those allergens like a forced air system does. Now, SunTouch has been making electric radiant heat flooring systems for more than 30 years, so they've got the experience, and they offer several radiant floor heating options that you can choose from.
Yeah, I like these options because they're all sort of in a kit format. The first one's called Tape Mat, and these are electric floor warming mats. They're designed for smaller spaces, you know, like a bathroom, and everything you need for a successful install is included within the all-in-one kit. And then if you've got a larger project, you might use Warm Wire with Heat Matrix. It's a snap-in floor warming system that's perfect for flexible installations, and it's really specifically designed for larger tile and stone flooring because it combines an uncoupling membrane. Now, that's the membrane that goes under those large tiles. It also adds a waterproof layer, and then together it prevents the tile and the stone from cracking. And then lastly, for homes that are built on basements or crawl spaces where you can access the underside of that space, there's another complete radiant heating system called Underfloor Mat. It's basically already assembled into sort of a foil-like radiator surface, and it gets installed between those floor joists above the crawl space or basement, and it provides the warmth and the comfort of heated floors without having to tear up or replace the existing flooring above.
Now, I think a lot of people, when they think about radiant heat flooring, they start to think that maybe it's really expensive to operate, but it's actually much lower than you'd expect. For example, if you use Tape Mat, the typical usage cost is about $2 to $3 per month for a 20-square-foot bathroom, or maybe $6 to $7 a month for a 100-square-foot kitchen. So not terrible.
Yeah. Now, if you'd like to step onto those warm, comfortable floors all year round, check out SunTouch. It's available in-store and at Home Depot and Tile Floor Distributors, and online also at Home Depot, Lowe's, Warm Your Floors, Amazon, Flooring Supply Shop, and lots more. So you can learn more at suntouch.com. It really is a very polished, complete system that's easy for DIYers to install. suntouch.com.
You are tuned to the Money Pit. Give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT, which is presented by Angie. Tackling home projects has never been easier. Just tell Angie what you need, and they're going to handle the rest. Start to finish, download the Angie app today. Just ahead, Mark is renovating an Airstream trailer and needs our help. We're going to see what it takes to get him back on the road next.
Live in a Money Pit.
The Red Bluff Roundup is on April 15th, 16th, and 17th. Get your tickets now. $250,000 is up for grabs for 600 of the toughest cowboys and cowgirls. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the good seats while you can. It's consistent action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is family night, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractors. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7, and an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows and Red Bluff Dock. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30, and an evening concert by country music star Chancey Williams.
I've been living on rodeo, cold beer, and old Copenhagen.
And Sunday is Haleakala and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital, tough enough to wear big day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Red Bluff office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining. The birds are singing. And there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that. And it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet. Mount Shasta spring water.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti, taking your questions here at the Money Pit. Mark wrote in saying, we're renovating an Airstream trailer and looking for a recommendation for a waterproof plywood subfloor. Well, it sounds like a fun project.
It does sound like a fun project. Well, first of all, Mark, I mean, plywood is never really waterproof. And I think what you're asking about is a plywood that's exterior rated, which basically means the glue is waterproof. There are really four grades of plywood. There's A, B, C, and D. And that refers to the quality and appearance of the plywood's face and back veneers. A is the best and the most expensive, and D is the least. But for floor sheathing, I would use something like a B, C, X. That means it's smooth enough for a floor surface and uses exterior glue. But the other option, if you want something that's simply not going to rot, is you could also purchase pressure-treated plywood, which is treated against rot. Leslie, I like Airstream trailers, and I've been looking at a number of the Facebook groups of folks that renovate these. They are major projects to renovate. It looks like we love those shells, but everything else needs to be replaced. So good luck with that project, Mark.
I mean, I follow a lot of people that renovate Ford Broncos from the late 60s, early 70s, and while I would love to have one, I don't even think I'd know where to start. So this seems just like that. Good luck, Mark, because that's an awesome project.
Well, a new vacuum might not be the most glamorous thing you buy, but this is a purchase that can make your life a whole lot easier. Leslie's got tips to help you pick the best one for you in this week's edition of Leslie's Last Word.
Yeah, buying a new vacuum, it's kind of the best thing ever. I mean, it's sucky when you need to get a new one because you've had one for ages and they're usually not that inexpensive. But when you find the right one and they work fantastically well, it's kind of exciting. I mean, vacuuming is kind of my favorite chore. So where do you start? You start with your floor type. If you've got wall-to-wall carpets, a classic upright's probably going to be the best one for you. Canister vacuums, they're good choices if your home's got a mix of carpet and hardwood, but they can be tough to lug around a bit. And you want to consider attachments. You know, if you've got a bunch of different things, maybe you have a drapery set that you want to use an attachment for. But if you don't have drapes, like, why do you need the attachment? Because sometimes those attachment packages definitely change the price for the vacuum. So think about what you kind of need and where and how you want to use it. From there, know the filtration of the vacuum. Vacuums that collect to a bag offer almost no filtration whatsoever. If keeping particles out of the air is important to you, you want to look for something that contains a high-efficiency particle air filter. You're like, that sounds familiar. Yes, that's a HEPA filter for sure. It's going to absorb more than 99% of larger particles, and that's really great if you suffer from household allergens. Now, speaking of allergies, you want to steer clear of bagless vacuums if you've got allergies, because when you empty that vacuum's bin, all of a sudden you're exposed to all of that dust and debris, and everything you did to avoid the allergens is right back in your face. So definitely have to look at the
benefits, the features, where and how, what's in your house, and that's kind of going to narrow it down for you. And when you find a vacuum that works, you're going
to
love it.
Now, I know your birthday passed not too long ago, but now I know next year when it comes around what to get you, a new vacuum.
It's probably almost time. I think 1 year, maybe what, 12 years ago, you gave me an Amazon gift card, and I bought myself, I never know how to say it, a Miele.
Yeah.
Miele vacuum.
Right, and you told me you loved it, so I ended up buying one too.
I still love it. But it's showing its age a little bit, I think. But that's a great vacuum. So you got to find one you love. And I think it's different for everybody. And it doesn't have to cost $1 zillion. There's a ton of different price points.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, it's time to get outside and on those chilly evenings and enjoy a fire pit. We're going to tell you what you need to know to build your own. It's entirely possible. We'll tell you what you need, where to get all the materials, and how to do it yourself on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
You live in a money pit.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.